This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. For the first time, truckloads of tents, food, and blankets from the UN have reached Syria's largest refugee camp in a rebel-controlled area. Millions of Syrians have fled their homes to escape the violence. Now it's cold and hunger that threaten their lives. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad actually approved the mission, which is why, as NPR's Deborah Amos reports, the deliveries did not get a warm reception.
This was the furious reaction in Syria's largest camp for the internally displaced near the Turkish border. "We don't need your aid," they shouted, "not from Assad's killers," as the UN trucks rumbled into the camp, along with cars and staff from the Syrian Red Crescent. Atme Camp shelters more than 20,000 in flimsy tents. They live with dire shortages. Atme is a symbol of the desperate plight of millions of Syrians who fled the fighting and have nowhere else to go.
One of the men was crying. One of the men was saying, "What is Bashar doing? He's killing us, he's bombing our houses, and then he sent us tents."
Raga Abdullah was in the camp when the UN trucks arrived. She works for the Maram Foundation, a private charity founded by Syrian activists.
The women stood behind and they were saying that we need these tents, but the men refused to have them.
Do you think this event in Atme was a failure for UN aid delivery?
Unfortunately, yes.
Aid has been politicized in Syria, with documented cases of Red Crescent volunteers arrested and even killed for work in anti-government cities. But top officials are known to be close to the Assad regime. Many activists draw a distinction between the management and Red Crescent volunteers, but in Atme, there was deep suspicion of any government presence. Another aid worker witnessed the rejection of crucial tents and blankets. She only gives her first name, Maysoon, to protect her family.
"People don't trust. And actually, when the tents were coming in, the children were shouting, 'Hey, these are full of explosives,' because they come from the Red Crescent."
These first aid deliveries came after intense negotiations between the Syrian government, the UN, and the Syrian opposition, who say there was an agreement to keep Red Crescent cars out of the camp, but Red Crescent officials insisted on taking part. Negotiations continued last night to salvage the operation, according to an opposition official. All the UN tents and blankets for Atme have been trucked to a warehouse for now. When the Assad government approved UN deliveries to rebel areas, it was considered a breakthrough. But the government also insisted aid must come from Damascus, a journey of hundreds of miles, and through government-approved aid groups, which is causing tensions, says Yatsen Shishekli, who heads the Maram Foundation based in southern Turkey.
"It's already known they're working with the regime, and they're coming under the UN protection, and that's all created a big tension."
Tension is also likely to increase calls for cross-border aid. Atme Camp is directly across the Turkish frontier, less than a five-mile drive. But the UN and other international aid agencies won't cross from Turkey without Syrian government permission. UN officials say it risks other operations inside Syria. For the residents of Atme, shortages will continue as more than 300 Syrian civilians arrive every day. There are not enough tents or blankets for the newcomers. It's a humanitarian catastrophe, says Shishekli, who's seen a steady rise in the number of displaced, far larger than the UN estimates of 3 million.
"It's way bigger than this. You go inside Syria, nobody has a house now, a safe place. Everybody's running. You see people on the street. Inside Damascus, inside Aleppo, every family moved somewhere."
The humanitarian crisis is only growing, he says, and the international response is failing Syria. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Antakya.